All right, so we are back on the Best of Seven Sports Talk. Salute y'all. Big up to the NBA community. Y'all know who the hell I be. Seven Mitchell in the building. Y'all see my co-host, my guy, my brother, my special guest this afternoon. We got K Doze in the building. K, what's up, brother?
Salute to this guy. Salute to this guy, man. One of the best sports platforms on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. So make sure y'all get in here. Get your mind right, man.
You already know the vibes, man. We just testing the live stream today. Got a real brief show today. I wanted to make sure that all my equipment and everything was right. My brother is here for me to make sure that I'm able to rock and roll and provide you guys some real nigga time type of content. So big up to K. Big up again to the NBA community. Make sure y'all smash that like button as y'all come into the stream. We about to chop it up because we got a couple dope topics to talk about this afternoon, bro. Let's get things started with this whole Nike Ja Morant new relationship, bro. I wanted to get your thoughts because Nike had announced just months after the suspension of the Kyrie brand that they were permanently parting ways with Kyrie Irving. This happened yesterday, and hours after that, they announced that they are releasing Ja Morant's new signature line of shoe. The opinions are going different ways. But first of all, before I go off, Kay, what's your thoughts about this? When you just hear that from face value, what's your first just initial thoughts?
Man, I'm pretty much kind of done with Nike at this point. They've shown me, where their minds and where their proverbial hearts may be when it comes to the community and things like that. Now, as far as the Kyrie perspective, right? I think it is what it is. We've seen Kyrie did nothing wrong. The man has done nothing wrong.
Thank you.
You know, so I know that I saw certain posts say, I think this was on either Twitter or Instagram, says that it was a mutual separation. And I call BS on that.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? There's no way that it was. Nike already drew the line in the sand when they even suspended him in the first place. So let's just start with that. All right. Me, as a consumer, I'm done with Nike. Okay. I'm not buying. I have Nike clothes. So, you know, until I replace those, because that's all of my workout shit, basically.
But you're not investing no new money like that into Nike at this point.
It's done. My son just asked me for some Nikes. That's the funny thing. And I said, no, we're not doing that no more.
Wow.
All right. So from that perspective, you know, I think it's whack that this had to come to this conclusion. Now, this is what I'm going to ask you a question, then I'll answer the Ja Morant part of this, right? Did he just sign with Nike, or he's always been with Nike?
According to reports, to butter this BS up, the conversation about Ja Morant's next signature line has been going down for months.
Okay.
So they throwing that in the report to make it seem like this is not a bias situation, but who the hell does Nike think they fooling? This is not about Ja Morant getting a shoe. Shout out to Ja Morant. He definitely deserves his own signature shoe. No one is hating on Ja Morant. I'm looking at some of the comments on social media. Let's just put that to bed right now. This is not about Ja Morant. This is about timing. This is about timing, and this is about whether you like it or not, putting one against the other. Absolutely. Let's be real. Who has people compared Ja Morant to?
Kyrie.
Period. Like, this is a game. This is a game, and they playing chess. This is not about Ja getting a signature deal. He deserves it. He Ben should have got it, you know, his own shoe, but it's here now. I'm not knocking Nike for doing it. But it is not ironic to me that they made the announcement just hours after, you know, announcing that they were parting ways with Kyrie Irving. And I'm just looking at that, and it's just like, okay, I'm not looking at it from the business aspect. I'm looking at it from the petty angle that you're speaking on. this wasn't done just out of a business move, because Nike, I can't even honestly say Nike is going to suffer, because, you know, people love the Kyrie series, but Ja Morant is just as loved by the newer generation. So Nike may not miss a beat when it comes to money, but we not going to sit up here and play this game like this shit wasn't quote unquote personal.
Oh, of course. And another reason, just to be very blunt, bro, another reason why Nike won't suffer is because our people are inconsistent. It's a lot of fake rage that goes on. And with this next topic we're going to get into, I'm definitely going to dissect that as well. There's a lot of fake rage that goes on. Oh, this and this, I'm mad at Nike. Okay, that means you got to speak with your dollars then. Speak with your attention, right? If you don't like this certain, if you see what this brand is doing and you see what's behind, what's inspired this brand to move the way they move, and you still continue to support them by buying their products, then that shows where your support really lies. That means that your Twitter fingers and your mouth is saying one thing, but your actions are saying another.
And another, that's a fact.
So I don't want to hear this shit from a lot of people. If you're going to still rock Nike, I'm not going to judge you at all. If you're going to buy Nike, go ahead. That's on you. But I'm not spending my money on that shit no more. I know people personally that got way more money than me that sold their stocks in Nike. You know, people are like, fuck this, man. Like people are tired, bro. People are tired of seeing this shit. And if a brand has shown you something, my dad always said, they might show you who you are, believe them, right?
Yeah.
Hell, you said this to me in many occasions that we have conversations. Somebody show you who they are, believe them.
Believe it, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
But and that's again, the only thing that I'm asking for is that people call it for what it is. If you want to congratulate Ja for getting the deal, that's cool. It's not about that. The announcement was petty. And the fact that you tried to throw in the spin it that y'all been working on this for months. Y'all wasn't speaking on it like that for months, though. Like, the timing on this was so off to me. It was so petty. It goes back to your first initial statement. Kyrie did nothing wrong in the first place. When I found out, or when I thought that these two companies or parties would have parted ways, I would have thought it would have been off of Kyrie's initiation. But Nike was quick to make the announcement. And then hours later, we got this Ja Morant announcement. And like I said, bro, people have been on the court, have been putting Ja Morant as the next Kyrie Irving. So to me, it's a systematic move.
Yeah, and you know what? And we got to be real. We got to keep it 100 on both sides. For Nike, it is definitely a petty business move. It's an attempt to say, hey, it's almost like out with the old, in with the new. So we're getting rid of this quote unquote cancer from Nike's perspective, right? And now look, we got Ja right here, who y'all already say this is the next Kyrie. So look, now we got this coming out.
It's like a puppet master thing, bro. They playing mad games. Hold on 1 second, bro. This is the best of seven sports talk. We'll take a brief time out. We're gonna come right back with this conversation. One, two, one, two, one, two. We are back.
Check.
Yeah, bro. Like you were saying, just getting back to the conversation, bro. I just feel like this announcement by Nike was really petty. You know, I don't want to go so far as throwing the slave master name or just that identify this as such, but it's weird. It's really weird.
Yeah, the circumstances that this all happened in, I can understand you even thinking that way. I could totally understand it. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, when it comes to Kyrie, I really hope, you know, I don't know what's going to be next for him. I just hope he gets a big opportunity, man, and that he's able to have redemption in some kind of way when it comes to that.
Well, that's an interesting point, bro. Like, when you look at shoe brands, of course there'll be a brand that kicks out. Well, I ain't going to say of course, but, you know, there'll be a there's company that got money. But what brand you think out there would fit with
that's
Kyrie?
That's the thing.
That would make an impact.
There's not many other brands out there. And when you really look at the landscape of shoe brands, the main ones have usually been what? Nike, Adidas. And then you could possibly throw in Under Armour as kind of a newer comer, but they're not on the level of a Nike. Or
and
even
Steph
an
got that on lock right now. So
got
no
that
one
on
is,
lock right
nobody's
now.
Getting that Under Armour money. Steph got that in the smash.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. You know, so no, Steph has that on lock. So at this point, bro, I'm not sure, man. Like, I'm not sure where he's going to go. There's not many Black-owned brands out there like that, that specialize in, like, you know, basketball, whom people can really, like, believe in and really get behind. Right. And to be honest, let's just be real about the community. Let's just be critical. Let's be honest. Like, even there has been Black brands that come out. But, shit, Shaq got a shoe in Walmart right now that's super affordable, but no one's looking
to buy
a Shaq shoe just because it's in Walmart. And Shaq is not the kind of person that people follow like that to want to wear what he wears. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard to say if people are really going to get behind another brand like that.
And also, man, from a public relations standpoint, do you think the way people look at Kyrie has been so damaged that he probably couldn't take a company like Reebok if they were to give him a deal and like revamp Reebok? Like, I don't think the people love Kyrie that much right now to give him that support.
I think he could.
You think so?
I think that's when marketing promotion comes into play. That's what I think. I think it depends on how they market it and how they lead up to it.
You don't think everybody
said the same thing
Reebok
about Kobe? Remember when Kobe had his situation, the Colorado situation? They were wondering, how is he gonna bounce back, right? And people don't forget that backlash that Kobe Bryant was getting back in them days, man. It was crazy. And they were able to kind of rebuild Kobe back up in a certain way to kind of, you know, with marketing and promotion. And right. I think that can be done with Kyrie in a different way. You know what I mean? So I think it can happen, man, but I think it's going to be difficult though, bro. I really do. It's going to be extremely difficult.
I'm about to ask you a question. Yeah. This is a elephant in the room. This is not a question that I've heard anybody ask, but you can count on me to give it up here at the Best of Seven Sports Talk. So we're talking about Nike parting ways with Kyrie Irving and picking up Ja Morant announcing his new line within hours. Now, as I say it at the beginning of the show, Kay, the suspension happened a while ago, initial. Right. My million-dollar question to you is, Michael Jordan, the face of basketball shoes when it comes to Nike, should Michael Jordan have said anything in support of Kyrie Irving through this matter? And are you surprised that Michael Jordan has been quiet during this whole situation?
All right. First question, should Michael Jordan have said something? I want to say yes and no, right? And this goes back into the answer to the second question. Am I surprised? Hell no, I ain't surprised.
We read this book before with Mike. Mike is not going to play that game to jeopardize his situation.
What did we just say? If someone shows you who they are, you got to believe them. I had no expectations for Michael. I didn't even think about Michael Jordan saying nothing. I had no expectations for him. Listen, I leave Michael Jordan where he is. I leave him over here. Michael Jordan is, you know, one of the GOATs because LeBron looked like he's going to smash that. So LeBron is one of the GOATs of this thing we call basketball, the NBA. Yep. right? Sir. Amazing player. Shit, amazing businessman when it comes to this shoe thing. You know what I'm saying? Michael Jordan has shown me, you know, where he's at, and I leave him over there. I have no other expectations of him at all. I'd rather him be quiet than say something against Kyrie to really mess things up. So I'd rather him be quiet and just stay in his lane over here and just do him.
His
commercials.
Man.
I have no expectations. We got to stop doing this, bro. As a people, we got to stop doing this, bro.
What are we doing?
People
what are we doing
keep as having this damn Messiah complex because people got money. And because, you know, they like, forget it, bro. I have no expectations for none of these people. I'm done.
I get what you're saying, man. I get what you're saying.
Seven, I'm done.
I understand what you're saying.
I'm done expecting Shaquille O'Neal, Charles Barkley, Michael Jordan, or anybody else who has some kind of platform. I'm not expecting them to say nothing no more. I'm going to come up with my own conclusion.
That's a problem, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's a problem, but...
Bro, I'm looking at it from the aspect of Michael Jordan and Nike.
Mm-hmm.
There has been no player shoe relationship like that.
Absolutely.
Michael is the guy when it comes to Nike and we talk about basketball shoes.
Golden child.
Right. Poster boy. If he knows Kyrie Irving on a personal level or any right. level, and you know, I would have, you know, Michael never speaks against anything. Like, you're right. Like, this is expected. This, you know, but again, we are in times where the unexpected needs to happen. We have to literally have change. We always say we need change, but people don't really identify or understand or really know how to define that. To me, things that are used to happening has to totally be opposite. Michael has always been quiet and stayed in his lane, like you said. I think that needs to change, and I would have liked to see that change in this situation if he knows Kyrie to be totally not deserving of that. I wonder if Michael would have came to Kyrie's defense, would we be having this conversation now? I wonder, would they parted ways?
Can I answer that question?
Yes.
I think if Michael Jordan did say something on behalf of Kyrie, whether if it's openly in public or in private, I think Nike would probably even think twice. And it depends on that conversation. You know, what is Jordan really going to say?
True.
What is he going to say? Like, oh, I'm gonna start working with y'all if y'all don't like. It's like,
but what if he did give him an ultimatum? I mean, if Michael has that type of power to give Nike an ultimatum to make them even listen, there's not enough lot of human beings on this face of this earth that can do that. So that's exactly
if does he have that power though? Says he might have that power, but we don't know for sure.
But there's no one else even close to him to even perceive. He's the one.
That's true.
On a perception level, he's the one. So I'm just like, bro, I would like to see Michael have stood up for Kyrie in this situation. We can't expect it because this is definitely not Michael's handle. He don't speak up for anything.
Nah.
And I wonder if he would have spoke up for Kyrie if they would have put Michael's ass in line.
Possibly, man.
Because it seems like no one is bigger than the program.
Yeah, bro. And a part of me understands that. A part of me is like, well, damn. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, most people operate from a standpoint of self-preservation. You know what I'm saying? Look, I'm going to do shit for me and my family. I'm going to do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? Some people really think like this. Fuck what this next dude going through. I feel for him, but hey. I got to focus on what I got over here and keeping that going. Not many people are ready to take them risks like that, you know, and put themselves out there and possibly lose a lot of what they have. It's a hard thing to ask somebody to do.
Yeah, I get it, yo. But
I don't expect nothing from Michael Jordan.
Hold up, though. Hold up, bro. We ain't talking about no nigga that's new. Michael has gotten enough money from Nike, enough money from everywhere. I'm not telling a nigga I'm not trying to count his pockets, bro. But it got to get to a point where money can't be the fucking the basis of conversation when it comes to rich people. These guys got positions of power. I mean, I know it's so ignorant for me to tell a motherfucker to sacrifice some money when it ain't my money to sacrifice, but I'm just like, yo, you are the oracle. You are the only one, or you guys are the only group of people that could really make noise. You might not can change anything, but the people mm-hmm. are not even going to hear nobody else but y'all. But y'all right. not willing to open your mouth because it may cost you guys some 2022 money, but you guys have been making money from the 90s and the 80s and the early 2000s. Like, at what point yeah. is the
but we don't out? Know what that shit was behind all that. Like we don't know. Like, you just used the key word puppet master. Like, we don't know, bro, what strings and what strings are attached to who. We don't know. Somebody can say something, like a Michael Jordan, for example, and say something, and on behalf of Kyrie, and let's say 70% of the people he's doing business dealings with are from the Jewish community, and they feel what Kyrie did is anti-Semitic. So now he got to deal with that.
So you think they would get at Jordan? So you don't?
It's a possibility. Look what's going on with Kanye. Look what's going on with Kyrie, bro. Like, people have to think about these things,
bro. That's true.
It's easy for us, bro, like, to say that, but it's like me personally, the man who I am now, I can see myself taking a risk like that and saying something.
I got you.
However, you know what I'm saying? I have to really think about, okay, what I'm going to make this decision, but it's a good chance these people over here I'm doing business with are going to pull back some resources that we, you know, are doing, that I have with certain people. So it's a tough situation, man.
Smart brother, man. That's my guy, K Doze. This is the Best of Seven Sports Talk. Seven Mitchell in the building, man. Make sure y'all follow us everywhere on social media. I am at the Best of Seven on Twitter. K, you want to let the people know where to follow you at?
Yes, sir. I am at Rise with K on pretty much everything. Rise with K on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, you name it.
Before we get up out of here, man, we got another topic. I know we covered the NBA here, but I did want to get your opinion because we spoke on this off air about Coach Deion Sanders. You and I talked before the mm-hmm. official announcement of him leaving Jackson State for Colorado. And I remember, you know, talking to you about the backlash that I saw and the backlash that I projected him to get if he made that decision. Right. And you was all for the move. And it's actually a done deal now. Yeah. What's your reaction to everything now that Deion Sanders has made the move? And before you answer, I saw a video clip of one of the athletic directors for Colorado saying that they don't have all the money for Deion right now. He says they're pretty sure that they're going to get it together, but they really don't have all the money that they promised to pay Deion for this new deal. $5 million. So what's your reaction, bro, to Deion moving on up to Colorado and leaving?
I like to see that clip too, by the way. That's interesting.
Okay.
But first of all, I'm excited to see what he'll be able to pull off being at a Division I school. You know what I'm saying? Being in a place like Colorado. And in mind, Colorado is like, what, they 1-11. you know, they have not had a winning season in a very long time. So I think I'm very curious to see how he's going to do. Based on what we've seen, you know, the man can coach, he knows how to run a team. So I'm excited for him to get that opportunity. On the other end of it, Seven, I'm disappointed.
Did he sell out? Cut the
I'm
shit.
Getting to that.
Did
I'm
Deion
to
sell
that.
Out?
Hell no, he didn't sell out. Hell no. And I'm disappointed, bro. I'm done, bro. When I said I'm done with people, bro. Like, look, in the black community, you damned if you do and you damned if you don't, bro. You damned if you do and you damned if you don't.
It's that crab in the barrel mentality, bro.
Bro, what he accomplished there, people are not focused on that enough. The man damn near got his whole leg amputated, bro. The man went through his own personal medical shit, right? Going through that, he right there on the sideline on the damn thing, coaching.
But CK, I keep telling you, You keep looking at it from Dion's angle. How much I'm he not. Sacrificed, what he brought to the school. People are not looking at it like that. People are looking at the culture. Let me finish,
because I got some insight. I spoke to a brother that's another good friend of mine who just graduated from the HBCU.
Okay.
Because I wanted to get his perspective on this, because he's pro HBCU, and he did point out some things to help me understand that person's mindset of an HBCU. He says, like, you know, of course.
Is this person a football player? Is he a football player, for number one? Is this
no,
an
he's
athlete?
Not a football player. Okay. Not a football
okay.
player.
Okay.
But he helped me to understand, you know, the whole experience of the HBCU. But I said, okay, listen, though. This is what I'm trying to understand. Now, one time did Deion say that he was going to be at Jackson State for the long haul? He
Why
said,
come? Upon, Hold up.
No. He Why said come? This in a 60-minute interview. When they asked him, hey, if other schools, if PWI schools or those powerhouse schools reach out to you, will you entertain? He said, yes, I'll be an idiot not to entertain that.
Right.
It's all about elevation. Not many people look like me is on them levels. So if I can come here and do what I know what I'm going to do here and then go there and do what I know what I'm going to do there, what's to stop any school in this country from hiring a man that look like me? That's his own words. And he did exactly what he said he was going to do. He brought two straight SWAC championships. Because of his connections and his stardom, he brought a new facility to that school that they never had. You see that shit when he first got there? That shit was terrible.
I don't care. No one cares. You keep harping on That's individual the accolades.
They don't care Deion about Sanders. That.
Let
That's
me know
why
when
I'm
you're
done.
Done because I gave you a minute. You keep harping on what Deion did for the school.
Yep.
No one cares about that because no one that was not when people had Deion coming to Jackson State, it was about a culture change. HBCUs were finally going to get an opportunity on a larger scale forever. Everything was about to turn around, not overnight, but Deion was to set the tone. Not to say that Deion had to be an Eddie Robinson and stay at Jackson State forever, mm-hmm. but the culture would have generally had people following Deion's suit. So if Deion did decide to leave, when Deion decided to leave, we would have already had maybe a Ray Lewis or someone else prominent name from the NFL. It would have pretty much been contagious. People were looking forward to the culture change. Deion definitely came to Jackson State and did things that were not done before. He definitely did that. But are you telling me, Kay, that from the beginning, because this is what I don't understand, are you telling me that Deion just used Jackson State for a stepping stone in the college career? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm not saying that he did it, but even if he did, so what?
I got a problem with that because that, let me say, I get what you're saying by so what. If you're just an average person trying to be a coach, if you're trying to make it to the league, but we're talking about prime time, right? And if you have the mindset that this guy is about to change the
which he did.
No, he didn't. I promise you, you're not gonna have no people going to HBCUs in a status of Deion Sanders going
because of how they're acting now. Because of this backlash that he's getting, that's why people won't come. Because when you come, no. When you go to a HBCU or you do anything to help the black community, you can't do nothing else after that. It's almost like coming there now. Oh, you can't go nowhere now.
How did he help the black culture?
You have to stay.
K. How did he help the black culture by Jackson State winning two championships? That's the school. I'm talking about HBCUs. I'm talking about the culture of,
exactly.
of black colleges and universities. What did Deion do for that, making this move? Nothing.
Making what move?
Leaving after a year and a half, 2 years.
So you mean to tell me, like him leaving, no, it doesn't really do anything for the whole conference, but why should it though? It's for him and his family. What's wrong with that?
No.
I don't see anything, but that's the problem though, Seven.
Because when the
he came in there and did what he did, bro. You can't take that from him.
No one is trying to take a win away from Deion, K. You keep harping on wins and losses for Jackson State.
It ain't just wins. That's what he did for that whole culture, bro.
He did nothing for the culture. He did nothing for it.
ESPN to HBCU.
How many HBCUs? Let me ask you a question, K.
That's being seen.
Let me ask you a question, K.
Never got seen on national stage before.
Hello, let me ask you a question. How many HBCUs you think games going to be seen now that Deion's gone?
Probably not that many.
You're only going by what we have with Deion in the mix.
Right.
That's not culture changing once he's
left. So we gotta count on one man to do everything.
He was the man
for
yes.
the whole.
Prime time is crazy. The one to
that's
set
the problem.
Tone.
That bro, is the
who,
that mentality
who else,
is the problem.
Who else in the NFL, as far as a black player, got as much cachet as Deion? Give me a name.
There's not Deion, many like Deion is a one of a kind, Deion. Bro. It's not many people like Deion.
If you got Deion that decided to go to a HBCU, you automatically think that's a culture-changing move because for all intents and purposes, what are you going to tell me? Deion couldn't have got a Division I job at first?
Probably could. That's even more reason to be grateful for the man that did what he did in that short time.
I'm going to keep the same energy that I had. I'm not mad at Deion for making whatever elevation. Life is about elevation. Mm-hmm. What we're not going to do is make it seem like the HBCU community was not let down by this guy's move. Because when you look at things now in hindsight,
that,
nothing
yeah.
changed. Nothing.
I can understand
changed.
Them being let down and being disappointed. Like,
absolutely.
Damn, we had Deion here and now he gone. No, I get that standpoint. Where my vitriol and where my venom is coming from is this outwardly backlash. They chanting FU Coach Prime. They all this stuff. What? Man gave half the salary
out.
To get things done.
He sold them out. He sold them out. Colorado don't even have the money to
that's
pay Deion.
Crazy. He
that's
sold
them.
That's crazy talk to me.
Colorado don't even
out.
Have the
and
money
that's
to
why
pay him.
That type of thinking is why people hey, don't want to
did
come
you not
do
hear
nothing
me?
For nobody.
Colorado
and I don't blame
don't
him.
Have the money to pay him. So he left Jackson State for a school that don't even have the money to pay him. And even if they had the money to pay him, Deion got way more money than that. Deion ain't reaching or needing for no money. This
Deion,
is
y'all act like Deion is just super wealthy like that. Over
bro,
his football
Deion
career,
Major League
he made
baseball.
What, like 35 bro, million his whole career.
Bro, Deion is a name. Fuck the contracts. Bro, you know the money in sports is made from commercials and all
I,
that. That's
I get
everybody.
That. But what I'm saying is, why does that matter? We only do that for black coaches. Goddamn Nick Saban can leave a team after being there for half a season. And we don't have this much shit for him. Talk I ain't trying shit. To hear that shit, Seb. I'm sorry, talk bro. Shit. I love you. I ain't trying to hear that right now. I'm done with Nichols, bro. I'm done, bro. This showed me a lot. You're finna see a change those moving forward. I'm done. This showed me a lot.
Coach HBCU. Take this energy. Won't you go coach at HBCU? Won't you follow Deion? Won't you go to Jackson State, man, and continue that? Because it's over now.
I ain't no Deion.
Deion just disappointed black colleges and universities. I don't care what you say. And then he went
man,
to
you
Colorado.
Can say that, y'all, hey, he anybody who's he saying that, y'all can say that all you want. But what y'all not saying is what he did while he was there. Y'all
what'd
not harping on that.
What did he do? Win some games. Win championship for a school. What did he do
yeah,
for the...
Because he got hired by the school. He didn't get hired by HBCU. You see, what people don't want to talk about... I'm about to
wow.
really go in on these motherfuckers now. Because you got me heated now. All right? This is what I'm
wow.
about to do. What y'all not saying is how much y'all wanted to use him and his likeness and his name to promote your damn conference. You're not talking about that. You're not talking about that, HBCUs. You're not talking about that.
You
but
act
you
like Deion didn't use
an
HBCU for the clout. You act like he didn't use HBCU for the clout.
What clout?
Bro, are you kidding me?
What?
Have Deion ever had coaching experience?
Yes.
Where?
He started from middle school, high school. He worked his way.
No.
He's
no,
not
no,
like
no.
some of these other cats
you, bro,
who can't
you,
stick from the NFL.
Nobody considers middle school and elementary school in rec ball as
in
as
high coaching, school
is coaching,
which experience. Means he showed how he can develop
no.
people.
Yo, you have to either be coaching in college, semi-pro, or professional. That's
and he
what
just
that
did it.
He had no experience. He had no experience before
two straight
State.
Swag championships.
He went to an HBCU for the clout. Because if he'd have went to a Division One and got hired, he would have got exposed. Because he had no coaching, he had no coaching experience. So let's not act like he didn't use HBCU as well.
Coach in the HBCU is using the HBCU.
No, not at all. Dion has
Brian Kelly, former coach of Notre Dame, coached a Division II school, so I guess he used them.
Absolutely. He would be looked, if he wins, he would be looked at as the Nick Saban. That's what I'm saying. Like you
Dion came in there and won, though. Two straight championships.
Nobody's taking away that. No one is taking away that. But the intent, knowing that Dion Sanders is about to become a coach in for HBCU was not about Jackson State winning the championship, bro. You keep leaving.
That's what it should be about. That's the team, the school that hired him.
No, it shouldn't. This is a prominent black icon that can change the game and help change the culture. A championship for a school is definitely not at the top of the podium post. Now he's gone.
What did you learn from it, coaches? Athletic directors, what did y'all learn? Did y'all see the blueprint that he put out? What did y'all learn?
Don't sell out, y'all. Don't sell out. That's the only thing I think they're gonna learn.
They can say that all they want.
If Dion does not win at Colorado, what you gonna say?
Nothing. I'm gonna say he didn't do a good job, whatever. It's gonna be what it is, just like every other coach. That's another problem.
What's Dion's expectation? You gotta compartmentalize
and take him away and say, oh, they didn't win. It's Dion's fault. They ain't never damn won.
He's the coach, ain't he?
Yeah. So we don't blame him like we blame every coach.
Who's responsible?
The coach. Deion Sanders is responsible if they are horrible.
What is Deion's expectation going to be right now for Colorado? For a championship or just to change the culture? Because they are 1-11. So what's
I think the first year, most coaches get a leeway the first year.
It's not most coaches.
It's going to be to change the culture to win more than one game. After that, then the expectations are going to rise. And it's gonna possibly be unfair.
No. You're not making sense.
Because he is a black coach, number one. And number two, with this backlash he getting from this community, I saw the HBCU president say he wants Dion to fail. What type of hating ass nigga is you?
That's not hating, because he turned his back on them.
Okay. I'm glad he did then.
And damn, I'm glad you pointed that out.
I'm on my Charleston White shit. I'm glad he did. Good.
Fuck you, Tom.
Ungrateful.
Yeah, no.
All right, man. This is the Best of Seven Sports Talk. This is how we do when it comes to sports, man. I mean, it's just the most raw, authentic, man, and we just give it up from the bottom, man.
Salute no punches brother. Over here. This None is the best all, of man. Seven right here.
Jesus Christ, man. Salute to my brother, K. Doze. I'm Seven Mitchell, man, with the Best of Seven Sports Talk. Just a quick reminder, guys, make sure you follow me everywhere on social media, as you can see on Twitter as well as Instagram. If you enjoyed today's video, if you guys would like to donate to the platform, there are multiple options and ways if you would like to contribute a dollar or whatever to the network. We definitely appreciate and salute. Big up to the NBA community. I'm Seven Mitchell for my brother K. Doze. Y'all know what this is, man. This is the Best of Seven Sports Talk. I'll catch you guys later on tonight for a live scoreboard of one of the NBA games. You guys subscribe, smash that like button, and we are out. Peace, people.
Peace.
All right, man. I want to thank you guys for listening into another episode of the Best of Seven Sports Talk. I'm Seven Mitchell, man. Make sure you follow the show to be sure to be notified about the next episode. Also, I'll put the Linktree link in the description so you can follow us on social media as well as donate and contribute to our platform. See you guys again on the next episode. Peace.